Blog Talk Radio.
Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve. Make a car dance across the mud. And haul and shine with his regular line till the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot. But man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the field, the steering wheel, and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tight or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hell raiser, and a racetrack Romeo.
Mama, lock your daughters up, that foul bunch is back in town. And them little girls get frisky when they hear that race car sound. They're bringing out the yellow flag, somebody's brakes have failed. There's a oil slick on the inside and a rick along the rail. You better stand on it, Stroker, cause a bandit's on your tail.
It's a downright joy for a country boy when he hears them engines moan. But you gotta hang tough and it gets real rough when you're out there on your own. Cause they'll push you around, they'll knock you down, they'll shove you up against the wall. And you always know when the engine blows that a man can't win them all. You could push that car just a little too far any Sunday afternoon. And if you'd break your neck, some damn fool wreck, they'd forget about you soon. But old Stroker Ace was born to race and it's worth all the trying. Just to drink champagne in the victory lane and to hear that concrete whine.
Stroker, get your dander up, this ain't no time to lag. You got to make a lap up if you're gonna take that checker flag. Number 10 is closing in to even up the score. It's time to wave bye-bye and put the pedal on the floor. You better stand on the Stroker cause you're blowing off their door.
Blow the doors off, Stroker. Stand on it, son. Good-looking devil, you.
we salute you. I'd like to start each show every week by first saying that we do salute the first responders and those on the front lines risking their lives every day to protect us, to keep us safe. The military, the police, EMS, fire, all of those guys, hospital workers, everybody that puts their life ahead of ours to keep us all safe every day, especially the military and police. We salute you guys, and we appreciate the hard work that you do to keep us safe for our freedoms every day. Thank you. We salute you. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We've got World of Outlaw Sprints. We've got the All-Star Circuit of Champions Sprints. We've got Wayne County and Lernerville racing this weekend. We will be at a certain track this weekend as well. We've got the penalty box. Christina's here. We've got so much to talk about tonight. So keep it all tuned right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Let's go!
On the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
All right, that's right. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Be sure to check out hardcorefishandgame.com. It's finally Friday. That's right. Yes. Thank God it's finally Friday. It's the end of the week. It's the weekend for some of us. We made it through the week, and here we are. It's finally Friday. It was a wet week up here in Northeast Ohio, most of the week, I guess I should say. Not all week. Sunday, Monday wasn't bad. Pretty good holiday. Hope everybody had a decent holiday. It's not a holiday that you actually, you know, are supposed to go out and celebrate and party and woohoo. It's not one of those. It's a Memorial Day. So it's a day of memorial for those that have risked their lives, just like, you know, we salute at the beginning of each show, the military. And that's what Memorial Day is. It's a day of, you know, remembering those who paid the ultimate sacrifice by being in the military and died while in combat to protect us and keep our freedoms here in the United States of America. So I hope you all had a decent weekend. Weather was nice. So if you got together with family and friends and had little cookouts and everything, hopefully you had decent weather for that. But here we are. It's the end of the week, and we're ready for another new show. We've got Christina. She will be joining me here very, very shortly in just a few minutes while I get through some of paying the bills here and talking about some of the great sponsors that we have on the show. We'll do it now, kind of get it out of the way, let everybody know who helps make this show possible. Of course, Margazzano Designs is one of those. Whether it's party planning, an anniversary gift, birthday party favors, a funny gag gift, or anything in between, give Margazzano Designs a like on Facebook today. All items are custom designed, created, and handmade by Brie. From t-shirts to window decals, mugs, and more, be sure to follow Margazzano Designs on Facebook today and make your party great. Again, let Brie know what you want, and you can explain it to her, and she'll let you know if she can do it or not. And if you have a design already, you can give it to her, or she can try and come up with something for you. But let Margazzano Designs be your next supplier for parties or whatnot. So be sure to like them on Facebook today. Also, the entire show, as is every show, thank you to Barbasol for being with us since the very first podcast of the Fast Lane Sports Show. And of course, they sponsor our phone lines, and the phone lines are open the entire show. The number to call is, and always is, 657-383-1903. That's the number to call in. And if you want to weigh in on some of the topics that we're talking about, or maybe Christina throws your sports favorite in the penalty box for being a knucklehead, or maybe one of us says something you don't like and you want to call in and say something about it. The phone lines are open the entire show, and thank you to Barbasol for being the phone line sponsor of the Fast Lane Sports Show. So be sure to look up wherever shaving products are sold, local pharmacies, grocery stores. You can just about find Barbasol anywhere. If you don't want to go out to a store and get it, or you can't find it at your local store, go to Barbasol.com, and there you can purchase products that you want or need, or you can join their shave club. They have a monthly shave club that you can join as well, and they'll just, you tell them what you want, and they'll ship it every month. I don't know the prices offhand, something you'd have to look into. I think it depends on what you want, what package you want to get each month, but check that out as well, Barbasol.com. Also, you can follow Barbasol on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They've got all the social media outlets out there that you can follow along with them. They are big into golf. If you love golf, they are huge into golf, big golf sponsors over there at Barbasol, and they're a local Ohio company. So thank you to Barbasol for being a partner of the Fast Lane Sports Show since the very beginning, the very first podcast of the Fast Lane Sports Show. What do you say we get the dirtiest show on the internet started? Why don't we go ahead and cue up the music, and we'll get Christina on the air here in just a second and do a little talking dirty.
They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back, Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and a Ben Affordo burning up a back row song. Park it and we pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on. Kick the dust up. Back it on up.
That's right. Kick the dust up like they do at local dirt tracks. And you can be sure to check out your local dirt track wherever you may live and give them a try. If you've never gotten into dirt racing, give them a try. Christina loves it. I joke with her all the time that she doesn't actually have blood running through her body. She has mud running through her body because I think she was born at the racetrack. In fact, I think she was born in a dirt track, probably in the dirt, in the mud. So that's where her love of dirt racing comes from. But this is Talking Dirty, and it's brought to you today by Racer Chasing Apparel, another friend of mine who is big into dirt racing as well. Whether you are at the track or wishing you were, Racer Chasing Apparel has you covered. Visit them on Instagram at racer_chasing_apparel. Twitter at Racer Chasing App on Facebook as well, or you can go to their website racerchasingapparel.com today. Start shopping. They've got a few designs out there right now. They're working on more. You can get whatever designs and styles they have and go to the track in style. Show off your dirt track or racing love today. And also, starting right now, if you are listening to this show and you go to racerchasingapparel.com and you purchase something, be sure to use the promo code FASTLANE, all one word, all capital letters, FASTLANE, and you will get, I believe, it's 10% off. It's a 10% off promo code. I will check into that. Pretty sure that's what Amanda said. So go ahead. Yeah, it's 10% off. So use promo code FASTLANE when you check out at racerchasingapparel.com and you will save 10% today. Good evening, Christina. It's finally Friday once again, and there was a lot of drama and excitement in the world of racing this week. Holy cow.
I mean, there's a lot of rain, too. Oh, man, Mother Nature is being a real brutal bee the last couple months. But, no, it is Friday. It's time to crack open a cold one, back and watch some racing, or be at the actual track and take in all the glorious dirt racing that's happening across the country.
Yes, there is plenty of racetracks, and it is a beautiful – it's going to be – after the rain that we've had the last two or three days around here, today was absolutely beautiful. It was 80 and sunny, so I'm pretty sure that most dirt tracks around this area are plenty dried out, so they are probably racing right now. Wayne County races tomorrow, but Lernerville races on Friday nights. They have their Fab Four show every Friday night, so they are, I know they just went live a little bit ago on Facebook, so check them out. If you live in that area, head out to Lernerville tonight and check out some great racing out there. But, yeah, check your local short track. I got messages coming in everywhere. Check out your local local short tracks. I want to apologize, everybody. I know a few people saw it, though. The wife was texting me. I had a buddy texting me. I was trying to – I wanted to do, like, a simultaneous Facebook Live and the live show here, Christina, but Facebook is being not nice, so they wouldn't let me. I was trying to play some music, you know, to keep the whatever video going or whatever, and they shut it down because Life in the Fast Lane came on, and I don't technically have the rights to that song, blah, blah, blah. So they shut my video off, and then when I tried to come back live, it was, we'll work on it. I'd like to do that, but we'll work on it. We'll see what happens. I'm just trying to give people other options of listening to the show. Maybe, you know, we'll figure something out. But you know what? That's for a different time. Let's do a little talking dirty, Christina, because we had some good racing this weekend. We had a great race on Memorial Day. And the race before that on Sunday night down in Charlotte was it was a snooze fest at times. I got to listen to most of it, but boy, I'll tell you what.
It depends who you talk to. It depends who you talk to if that race was good or not.
Yeah,
oh,
I guess,
man.
If you were a fan of Young Money, it was a great race, and he carried it right on into Monday, and he just kept on kicking ass. I think he's still lapping the field right now.
Yeah, it was way to California. yeah, no. And the craziest part is there's no shortage and stoppage of World of Outlaws sprint cars because they're actually on, they were just on track right now, you know, for time trials, which just ended. So, I mean, hey, if you can't beat them, join them. You might as well. I mean, I think that's the story of the year is going to be what Kyle Larson does. And we're going to a track where I believe he's done really well in NASCAR. But speaking of dirt racing, let's talk about how David Gravel just decided to beat Donnie Schatz's home track and Brad Sweet and got his eighth quick time of the year. So deja vu for Donnie Schatz and Brad Sweet, which is, you know, kicking the dust. you know, behind David Gravel and, you know, getting quick time. And this is crazy because this is Donnie Schatz's home track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in Donnie Schatz's home. So we'll have to see how he does. Wouldn't it be ironic if he gets win 300 at you know, here at home. We'll see.
Yeah. Plus Donnie Schatz is making the news all this week as well. We'll talk about
that
in just a little bit.
I'm excited
but
about that.
Yeah, that's some pretty big news. But yeah, they are racing right now. They are at River City Speedway. Like you said, this is Donnie Schatz's home turf. So he's going to be looking to get win 300. It would be sweet for Donnie to get. How big, Christina, you've grown up in racing, the small town short tracks, you know, Donnie Schatz, we can say Donnie Schatz has made it big in the world of dirt racing. You know, he runs with the World of Outlaws. He's got almost 300 wins. He's got, what, 10 World of Outlaw championships. We can say that he has reached the pinnacle of racing when it comes to dirt racing and sprints and the 410 sprints. But how exciting and how big of a kid would he be to be able to get win 300, not only win 300, but get it at a home track and in front of his hometown fans that have probably been cheering him on since he's been racing a car. Oh, we lost her. All right. Well, we'll get Christina as soon as she comes back. We will, we'll ask her about how cool it would be. Donnie Schatz is racing for win 300, still chasing that big number. And they are at River City Speedway. He's from this part of the country. And right now on the live timing, they just did qualifying and whatnot. David Gravel did get first ahead of Donnie Schatz and Brad Sweet. Christina, did you catch any of my question?
Yeah. No, I don't know what happened, but I did catch it.
Okay.
I think what would end up happening is they wouldn't race tomorrow. Like, no, I'm all joking, but he would be extremely hungover if that's what happened. If that actually does happen tonight and getting win 300. I mean, he's done it all, like you said. He's done a lot with the sprint cars. The man just doesn't take over sprint cars. He goes in his own late model and runs, too. That's how much he loves dirt racing in general. But it'd be crazy. You know, so much so my phone decided to drop the call there for a minute. That's why it was my phone couldn't even handle the excitement of the potential to see Win 300 in North Dakota. So, I mean, man, who would have thought, like, one of the premier top sprint car drivers of the decade is from North Dakota? No one.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, especially when you talk to your not so into racing average person who thinks racing is just getting a car, mash the gas and turn left, you know, but they have that preconceived notion that racing and racers are all just Southern hillbilly hicks that, you know, all they do is race and they're a bunch of hillbillies, but it has come a
moonshine.
Right, right. Yeah. It's come a long way since 1940. You know, yeah, Donnie Schatz from this part of the country where they're racing right now. We've got drivers in it. We'll actually talk about here in a little bit when we talk about the All-Stars. We've got drivers from Alaska that run sprint cars. We've got drivers from Australia, California, Indiana. I mean, they come from everywhere. So, you know, a lot of these guys are breaking those barriers of, I'll call it racism. It's racist to say what race car drive. No, I'm just kidding. But no, the Monday, the World of Outlaws, we'll change the subject real quick on that one. Monday, the World of Outlaws were in Lawrenceburg Speedway, Christina, and Young Money doing what he does best, started on the outside pole, started right next to Aaron Retzel. And Aaron led the first, I want to say 10, 12, 10 maybe
laps.
15. Yeah. Okay. 10 laps. He led the first 10 laps and then Kyle Larson took the lead. He was out to, I want to say almost 8 seconds ahead of Aaron and Aaron had it cut down to almost a second. And then the red flag came out and, it was for Aaron who had a pretty nasty accident.
Yeah, so, I mean, Aaron Russell did himself in, you know, kind of there, so to speak, but, I, you know, you can't bet against the fifth of him when it's in the field. I mean, it just happens. It's hard to, you know, beat him, but, you know, they ran in the lap traffic, which was literally the downfall of Aaron Russell's beginning. Because that's when Larson finally got the best of him and slid by and took the lead. So, you know, it kind of was like crazy and wild flip on lap 28. Crazy scenario for him running second. I mean, some of these drivers have had serious bad luck black cat scenarios happen here. You know, Sheldon Hunshill leading a couple races and, you know, poof. Same now, Aaron Russell, the same thing, leading, doing well, kind of catching Larson, and poof, you know, black cat comes out of nowhere. It's not a black cat you can see, folks, but it happens. And then, but his misfortune led to Logan Schuchart having, you know, a great, you know, race for him as well. And ultimately, Larson beat him at the line, by the way, but, you know, by points. That was a very strong finish for Logan Schuchart. I was waiting to see if they would have had one or two laps left there. It might have been a different scenario going into that finish.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, it looked like Kyle was just going to, it looked like Larson was just going to run away with that entire race. And with 7 to go, we were getting down to 10 to go, 8, 9 to go, 8 to go. And I'm like, wow, we are going to go. This is going to be the fastest World of Outlaw race I think I've ever witnessed. You know, it's going to go green from drop of the green flag to the checkered flag. And then that's when the red flag came out for Retzel. And then We got that cleaned up and went to go back to green again and had not even made a lap. And another red flag for another pretty nasty accident. But then, you know, like you said, they got going again, ran those last seven laps. And Logan Schuchart was right there. I mean, he was right there, but Kyle Larson is just, you get him in a dirt car and he is just so, so good. I mean, you have to be absolutely 100% flawless, perfect. It almost seems like to beat him, because if you make even the slightest mistake, he's right there and gone. And you want to talk about kicking up the dust. You know, that's all you're going to be seeing. If you make the slightest mistake, it's going to be the rear of Kyle Larson's car.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what he hops into, a late model, a sprint car, a midget, you know, a NASCAR, cup car, you name it, he can do it. And going into that, you know, also with that race, we also saw Brad Sweet being the hard charger with that plus 17. He had to start 24th, folks. That's the worst starting position he's had all year, obviously, because he started last and finished seventh. So that was good for him, bad for everyone else, because either they still cannot capitalize on, you know, him starting in the rear. We needed to see somebody like a David Gravel get away with a win there. Or even if Logan could have found a way, I don't know how, to Kyle Larson, not good, but, you know, it happened.
So Monday, Memorial Day. The race, the World of Outlaws, were at Lawrenceburg Speedway. We saw Kyle Larson go from running a 600-mile cup race in a huge, heavy-bodied car to making the trip to Lawrenceburg Speedway and race another couple hours in a winged car on dirt and get two wins back-to-back. He wins the Coke 600 on Sunday night, and then wins the Memorial Day race at Lawrenceburg Speedway Monday night. So Kyle Larson is just he's just a horse of another color. I'll tell you what, he is. Yeah, he's just on fire right now when it comes to racing.
And it sucks, though, for the Outlaw guys, because that was the only race they ran last weekend. The 28th of Terre Haute got rained out, so that's been postponed. And if we want to talk about more bad news, we didn't even get heat races in before the rain came. So now they're under a rain delay in, you know, over here at Race River City, you know, Speedway. They're under a brief rain delay right now.
Well, that sucks. Hopefully that gets through and we can get back to racing. Houndshield, Sheldon finished third Monday night to those two guys. So Larson, Schuchart, Houdenshield was your podium. And as you said, Brad Sweet with that plus 17 hard charger Monday at Lawrenceburg Speedway. And speaking of Brad Sweet, he is still in the points lead. As you said too, David Gravel needed to have a big, big night Monday night. And luck was not on his side either. He had, what was it, a flat left,
he had a tire
flat left rear tire go down with like two or three laps to go. Not the night David Gravel wanted or needed. Not the night Donnie Schatz was looking for either. But Brad Sweet still in the points lead, though, in the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series, leads David Gravel by 66 points. And those two are really the class of the field right now. Brad Sweet with 9 wins and David Gravel with 4. Those are the two, the most wins on the year so far. Carson Macedo's got 3. He's in third. Sheldon's got 3. He's back in fifth, though, behind Donnie Schatz, but not by much. He's only 4 points behind Donnie Schatz. So those two are pretty tight in the point series as well. But how about Carson Macedo up there in third? He didn't have the greatest year last year. Sheldon had a little bit better year, but those two have kind of flipped this year. Also, Aaron Russell, we talk about him. He had bad luck Monday night, but for his first full season in the World of Outlaws, he's running defensive points right now, Christina.
Yeah, he's doing really good and keeping up with these guys. I didn't expect anything less. He's a champion in his own right, especially with, you know, the All-Star Circuit of Champions. And he's there to make a name for himself, and he's doing pretty good. Yeah, there's a couple memes out there running around, but, you know, that happens. It's normal. It's not every day you see somebody, like, throw a bicycle. So I mean, I don't know. I'm still worried. I still wonder about that. But, you know, it happens. Joking aside with it, though, he's done well in his, you know, season here so far. He's just got to try and find a way to win some more and break up, you know, that top five. He's got to find a way, and he needs to be on the winning side of things, unlike, you know, what happened to him on Monday. He's got to shake it off and get back at it.
Yes, and hopefully the rain shakes it off tonight, and they can get racing at River City's Speedway tonight. Tomorrow they are supposed to be at Granite City Motor Park, so we'll see. They're going to keep it up in that area of the country around the Dakotas for at least a couple days. I'll try and get the schedule up here. Yeah, so we're going to be they're trying to run in Grand Forks, North Dakota tonight. Tomorrow they are going to try and run in Minnesota, and then they go down to Knoxville for a couple days next weekend. They will be down there for the Brunel's Big Guns Bash at Knoxville Raceway. And Knoxville is a pretty iconic raceway, right? I mean, we run a lot of stuff down there. So Knoxville is a big race city when it comes to sprint cars and dirt racing, Christina.
No, that's one racetrack everybody should want to go to in their lifetime is Knoxville. It's got a lot of history. Everything you could think of happens there with, you know, racing and dirt racing, and Knoxville just brings it all. And I mean, the Knoxville Nationals are usually hosted there due to COVID and restrictions. Still, there's still got everything a little, you know,
jacked up.
Delayed there and everything else. Yeah, it's pretty jacked up. Yes. We're going to run some dirt there for some NASCAR stuff, so we're going to add that to the prestige that is Knoxville. But it's amazing. It's a lot of fun. It's a big party time when, the sprint cars come to town. And a lot of people have seen success there. And, you know, people like Donnie Schott, Kyle Larson, Brad Sweet, those guys are really good when it comes to Knoxville. So it's going to be fun to watch that next weekend.
Yes, and they will be in Iowa. If you live in Iowa, you have a chance to see the Outlaws because they're going to be all over the state. Next weekend on Friday and Saturday, they'll be at Knoxville. And then June 17th, which is the following Thursday, they'll be at 34 Raceway, which is in West Burlington, Iowa. And then next that Friday, June 18th, they'll be at the Fairground Speedway for a show there as well. So over the next couple weeks after we get through this weekend, if you live in Iowa, you definitely have a chance to see the World of Outlaws race down there. Christina, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll keep it with the World of Outlaws because we've got some not-so-breaking news anymore. It came out a couple days ago, but we've got some breaking news about a pretty big World of Outlaws driver, and we'll let you know what that is. So keep it tuned right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We've got that. We've got the All-Stars still to talk about. We've got Wayne County Speedway, Lernerville. I'm going to be at a racetrack tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting live from a racetrack tomorrow, so you want to wait for that. Plus, we got the penalty box. A bunch coming up, so just keep it tuned here for the next hour and 20 minutes because we got a lot to lot to talk about yet. We'll be right back after this break.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
All right, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Be sure to go to Hardcore Fish and Game, and when you do, and when you check out, you want to be sure to use the promo code HFD20, and you'll get 20% off today. Today, Hardcore Fish and Game offers top-shelf customizable outdoor apparel, shorts, jackets, sweatshirts, and more. Yes, you heard that right. They can custom design apparel for your company or sports team even. So if you need a good morale boost, keep your team cool and comfortable with Hardcore. And don't forget, when you shop there and when you check out, use discount code HFG20 to get 20% off today. Christina, earlier this week, we had some breaking news. Donnie Schatz was sending some messages out that he had some big news to share with everybody, and then that news broke, and you seemed pretty excited when you heard this.
I kind of thought this was going to happen. I thought something had to happen because Donnie Schatz doesn't tweet all the time.
Right.
So something big had to been happening, and the only thing big upcoming, you know, other than, you know, everybody kept saying that it was huge. They were going back to Chevy Motors, but no, that's not the case. Sorry, folks, they're sticking with Ford. I don't know why anybody thought that would change. It's not like Stuart Haas Racing is changing anytime soon. But, you know, a little bit of Donnie Schatz news, not, you know, nothing to do with Tony Stewart Racing, is he is actually going to be doing it. And I figured some guys from Dirt would be doing this. But to say this, but Donnie Schatz will be driving in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race at Knoxville on July 9th. Which is a Friday at 9 p.m., and you can tune in on FS1 and watch all the action. It's pretty cool. I'm excited. He's not alone, though, in the sprint car drivers hopping in a truck.
Uh-uh. No, we had somebody doing it
not.
Last year.
Yeah, well, the same person, well, David Gravel is going to be hopping back in one as well. If all goes according to plan, I do know they're looking for some sponsorship to, you know, field that truck for that race. But if all goes according to plan, you're going to see David Gravel joining him. So why not?
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited for
yeah,
that.
I would love to, I'd love to see those two battling it out in trucks, you know, not just in 410 wing sprint cars, but also whipping trucks around in the dirt. Love to see those two going at it as well. So, yes, Donnie Schatz will be, as long as everything goes to plan, will be racing trucks. So that'll be fun and interesting to watch for as well. Also on today, we have the All-Stars. They ran last weekend as well. They ran on Memorial Day at Port Royal Speedway, which was like a 3-day delay. Every time they tried to run this race, it kept getting pushed back and pushed back. So they finally got it ran at Port Royal Speedway on Memorial Day. And we had a PA guy win the race, actually. So congrats to
Big
Lance
surprise.
DeWeese.
Yeah.
At Port Royal Speedway. What is that, like his 700th win at that racetrack?
Oh, man. If only I had enough fingers and toes to count that. Yeah, so sadly enough, what should have been a two-day show because Mother Nature and, you know, the North decided it was still winter. I don't understand what's going on with y'all's weather up there, but you got some crazy, crazy-ass weather. Thankfully, Port Royal and the Bob Weikert Memorial and the All-Star Circuit of Champions decided to run Monday. Wasn't initially how they were going to run. Did decide to run Monday, and they kept the purse intact. Thank God. It was really cool to see. I'm happy to see that. But, you know, it is what it is. Donnie Schatz and Lance Deweys are one and the same. They're both old guys going at it. But Lance Deweys scores the win, and you know what's even cooler? That was, you know, that was the man's birthday. So it was cool to see, you know, them there, his legendary mechanic, you know. It was Davy Brown's birthday, by the way, when they won that race. 87 years old and still wrenching a sprint car. I don't want to hear nobody bitch, okay? No one can bitch that their job sucks or they're too old for their job. The man is 87 years old, and he's a head mechanic. For Christ's sake.
On a sprint car. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, why not? You know, that's cool. And, you know, what sucks is Anthony Macri had issues and, you know, had kind of a similar incident to Aaron Russell in that race. So, not the greatest, you know, race for him. But Lance Deweys, you know, started eighth in that feature, which he had to go through a little bit of the field there to make it. But he did it, and he came up winner. And honestly, the only All-Star Circuit of Champions driver to podium was Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
So, kid's doing some great things there. So, now Lance Deweys picking up the win and making it, you know, history in the making for that team and for his birthday, you know, Davey's birthday. And, yeah. Bob Weikert Memorial is in the books, and now we got a bunch of other stuff happening.
Yeah, like you said, Lance Deweys finishing on top of the podium ahead of Logan Wagner and Tyler Courtney. Tyler Courtney with another podium, and he just keeps racking them up. He had a third place finish at that race at Port Royal Speedway for that Bob Weikert Memorial, and then he goes out on last night at they were at Fairbury Speedway in Illinois, and he goes out and picks up another win. So Tyler Courtney now with four wins on the year in the All-Star Circuit of Champions, this kid is on fire, and very rightfully so has the nickname Mr. Sunshine, because he is definitely on fire. And they are going to try and race tonight. Actually, they are in Wisconsin. So we'll see if we can get that race in. It says it's live. Looks like they're racing. Looks like they're qualifying right now. So hopefully the All-Stars.
Hope they have the heat race lineups up.
Yeah, hopefully they can get their racing in as well. So we'll see. But they're up at Wilmot Raceway tonight. But, yeah, Tyler Courtney with the big win last night, Fairbury Speedway in Illinois, beating out Rico Abreu. And I believe his name is it Bill?
Yeah.
Bill Baelig? Yeah, Bill Baelig. There got the podium last night as well. So congrats to those guys. But how about Rico, too? Rico's putting up some podiums the last couple weeks with the All-Stars as well, showing that he can still whip that car around with the best of them.
Yeah, Rico comes out, he's putting out, and, I mean, he's doing great. And, you know, they posted the heat lineup, starting lineup so far. Three of the heat lineups are out there. So we'll see how these guys transfer that momentum from last night into tonight. And, I mean, Tyler Courtney's just doing what he has to do, which is win, podium. You know, that's what it takes. He's following the whole I don't know if he got the memo. He must have got the book, the Brad Sweet Ways to Winning. So he must have done that, something like that, to get there. But, yeah, so he's doing exactly what he needs to do in order to be at top of the point standing. And the points are updated. So what we're going to – what Pete's going to tell you is the point standing is as accurate as it gets because it's leading into tonight's race. So he's doing it. He's doing it great. He's kicking butt.
Yeah. I think Aaron Retzel must have left the manual on how to win a championship with the All-Stars because Tyler Courtney is just picking right up where Aaron Retzel left off with that. He is leading the points as of right now. Tell you what, somebody just like Logan Schuchart in the World of Outlaws, he started off the year hot, started at the top of the points. Justin Peck in the All-Star Circuit Champions.
Hurt.
Oh, he got hurt?
Yeah, he actually is not even in the 13 car this weekend. So Busch Motorsports tweeted out, and I believe when it was, I forget what day it was, but he's not actually running this weekend. He did get hurt. He is injured. He took, this is why you have the guards. Stones, debris, you name it, everything can hit you, and that's exactly what happened. He got hit with debris Monday night. I don't know how serious it is. They didn't, really go into a full lot of details, but it's serious enough that he's not in the car this weekend. So Spencer Basin is actually driving the 13 this week, for the 13 Busch Motorsports Sprint Cars, team. Kind of to keep them in the points battle, championship battle with ownership points and stuff. So, yeah, unfortunately, his good luck ran out, and now he's on the sideline injured.
Yeah, I mean, he was dropping in the points anyway. He's all the way down to eight. So he's had a string of bad luck. He had a podium back on May 14th at I-96 Speedway where he finished third, but – I mean, since then and even before then, he had a win May 1st. I mean, he's been struggling to get on that podium. I mean, in the last, since April 15th, he's only had three podiums. That's almost two full months of racing. So Tyler Courtney does lead the points, though, for the All-Star Circuit of Champions. He leads Ian Madsen, Hunter Schoenberg is third, Zeb Wise fourth, and Corey Eliason rounds out the top five there in points for the All-Stars. Cap Henry is seventh in points right now, so he's having a good top 10 point season as well. And then Kyle Reinhart rounds out the top 10 for the All-Star Circuit of Champions, and hopefully they get the race in tonight as they are racing.
They're still doing time trials.
Yeah, up there at Wilmot Raceway in Wilmot, Wisconsin. So hopefully we can see who gets the win up there in the 410 sprints with the All-Stars.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because these guys got literally 3 days straight of racing ahead. After tonight, they're going to stay around, in the Illinois area and everything. And run two more races, and then they come out your way, after that. So the following weekend, they're going to go back to Ohio and do some racing. And a lot can happen, but when in Illinois, I would bet on Tyler Courtney. He's raced some of these tracks and areas before with a midget and everything else, a non-wing micro and everything else. So he's doing good, and he's hot. So you can't bet against him. And, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has got to be proud of this, man. He's got two cars and two series, and, they're doing some great things. So that's all you can wish for.
Yes, we are coming into June is a big month for a lot of places, June and July. We've got Ohio Sprint Speed Week starting up June 11th. That first night will be at Attica Raceway Park. And then from there, night two, they go to Fremont on June 12th. June 14th, which is a Monday, also Flag Day. For night three, they will be at Wayne County Speedway. And then Sharon Speedway, Waynesfield Raceway Park is night five. That is on June 16th, a Wednesday. Then they'll be at Muskingum County Speedway, Lima Land Motorsports Park in Lima. That is night seven on June 18th, a Friday. June 19th, Saturday night, is the final night, night eight. It's the Dean Kittle Memorial. $17,554 to win race, Christina. This will wrap up Ohio Sprint Speedweeks. So not only do you have the chance of winning almost $18,000 for the race, but then if you've had a good speed week, you could also be crowned the Ohio Sprint Speed Week champion as well. So that's pretty big to wrap up the Sprint Speed Weeks at Portsmouth Raceway there in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Yeah, and what leads into that then, you know, we always do this. It's fun because we go from one to the next, actually. So you're going to have the All-Star Circuit of Champions and Ohio Speed Week. And on the 19th, tentatively, rain date is the 20th. Then you're going to have 5 days to relax. That's it. Just 5 days, folks. That's all you're going to get. Five days to relax.
To get your laundry washed and repacked.
Yes. Make sure you went to work in those 5 days because you're going to go on another six-day vacation. You know, and all you're going to do is dirt racing. So we're going to see that happen. PA Speed Week will then kick off on Friday, June 25th, and run clear through July 4th. July 4th will be this season, the finale of PA Speed Week. And, you know, there's a lot of great racing to be had from all these tracks. I'm excited. Still don't get why it's PA Speed Week, and we got a, you know, Maryland track on there, but it is what it is.
we'll save that discussion when we get to
that's a different day. Closer to PA Speed Week, we'll talk about it. I get disgruntled every year, folks. Don't worry, it's my nature.
Oh, shoot.
but
that's,
you know,
funny.
It's a lot of fun. I love this time of the year because this is, you know, you mentioned it last week. I bring it up every year. We're getting into it, folks. This is where you can make big money. It is months of money coming up, and I can't say month of money anymore because it bleeds, and the dirt flies for three more months of hardcore money on the line. So, I mean, we just saw $29,000 to win at Port Royal Speedway. You just mentioned about $18,000 to win season finale. The Ohio Speed Week finale. There's a lot going on, and you want your cars to be ready. This is the time where you get ready, you prep, you have every motor you necessarily need, you have it, or you better have it. So note to your guys, you got about 2 weeks, okay? to all the drivers out there, get it ready because you're going to need them.
Yes, definitely. Also, before we wrap up Talking Dirty presented by Racer Chasin Apparel, be sure to go to racerchasinapparel.com today. Shop, use promo code Fastlane, save 10%. We've got the big boys, the Fab Four, racing at Lernerville tonight. They are running right now. The modifieds are out for heat number two. So I think they just wrapped that up, actually. So they are racing at Lernerville Speedway. These sprints are heading out now for the B Main. So we've got the heats. Sounds like we've got the heats all wrapped up. And it appears that these sprint cars are going to head out, and they'll be racing B Main number one coming up here very shortly. It's going to be an 8-lap feature for that. So if you're listening and you're close and you want to go see some racing, you better hurry up, get your butt in the car, and go to Lernerville Speedway and check out some racing. You still got some time before the main features run, so get out there tonight and watch some racing. Also, tomorrow, June 5th, Wayne County Speedway. It's night two of King of the County Sprint Car Challenge. So you want to show up for that. It's going to be a good night of racing for that. The sprints will be there for that. $3,500 to win, $400 to start. We're talking about, Christina's been there. We're talking about, you want to talk about a small town short track. Christina knows this is a small town short track, literally in the middle of a cornfield on the outskirts of a not so very big town. It's
very
Orville's historic oval
station, guys.
Yes. If you pass it, you've got a long
You're
way to
trouble.
Go before you get another one. But
yeah,
no,
you really
tomorrow,
do, guys.
Yeah. Tomorrow is night two of King of the County. If you don't know what that is, go back in the archives, find the show that we had Ryan on. He explained it. This was Jason's big idea to get more cars in, more fans to the track. They're doing this King of the County thing. It's a separate thing. There's going to be a few races throughout the year where they do this. $3,500 to win, $400 to start. That is a great night of racing for a small town short track. It might not sound like a lot to you, but to these drivers, almost $4,000 is a lot of money when you're buying tires and fuel. So the sprints will be there for that. The modifieds, the mini stocks, and the late models will all be there. Gates open at 3. Hot laps start at 6. Racing is scheduled to start at 7. I don't think we're going to have an issue with weather. If you're going to go to the track, you might, though, want to take a couple bottles of sunblock because it's going to be, I think they're saying 85 and sunny tomorrow. So
that's nothing.
That's, well, if you're out in the open like that, though, you want to put on your sunblock because we don't want nobody getting sun poisoning. Oh, you know
you
what? You've been
here
in Florida too long. You're used to the sun. We know that. What is it like? It's cloudy, what, like 4 days a year there? That's the only days that it's raining. So we get
it. Oh, no, it rains here. It rains here quite a lot. It just tends to rain and get really humid and dry out very fast when it does rain. So, you know, what's crazy is it's, what, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time right now, where we mm-hmm. both are located. My real feel right now is 88 degrees. So, I mean, and that's with the sun being down. I mean, there is no sun. It's definitely gone behind the clouds. So we'll see. We're getting back up to what our norms are. We're actually below average right now, temperature-wise, for June, which we're all okay with. And it keeps Mother Nature calm as well. Because, folks, just so you know, folks, hurricane season started June 1st, so we are officially mm-hmm. in hurricane season.
Yeah, it's 75 up here right now, so that's not bad. Kind of comfortable now. It was humid and hot a little bit ago, but tomorrow, Wayne County Speedway, gates open at 3, hot laps at 6, racing at 7. General admission is $18. Kids 12 and under are always free. It doesn't matter what the Outlaws could be there. And Jason said, you know what? If you're under 12, you're free. I don't care who's here. I don't care what show it is. Kids 12 and under are always free whenever the gates are open at Wayne County Speedway. If you want to go to the pits, it's $30. You don't need a general admission and a pit. If you want to do the pit, it's $30. That's it. It's not $30 plus 18 to get in. It's $30. We have to remind people are asking all the time. So is it 18 to get in and then I got to buy a $30? No. If you want to go watch the racing, you pay $30 and then you can sit wherever you want and you can walk around the pit. So great prices at Wayne County Speedway. Big night tomorrow. If you don't have nothing to do, go there, check it out. check out some great racing. The B Main number one is getting ready to start at Lernerville Speedway for the sprints. There's nine, looks like there's nine cars racing, eight laps. We'll keep you guys updated throughout the night on that, how that goes. Other than that, Christina, I think we can wrap up Talking Dirty presented by Racer Chase and Apparel and move on to NASCAR, because we got some storylines from NASCAR that we didn't get to last week. So if you want, we'll take a quick 60-second break. We'll pay some more bills. When we come back, we've got NASCAR storylines to talk about. We've got the Fastlane Sports Show. We'll be at a racetrack tomorrow doing live shows like we did a few weeks ago at Midvale. We've got the penalty box.
Oh, sorry.
Quick, coming up.
You don't know. Playoff hockey's on. So sorry.
Oh, I thought you were woo-wooing that I'll be at a racetrack.
I'm glad
hockey.
You're going to be at another one. Well, you know. You at a racetrack is always a positive. It just took 15 years to get you to one, okay?
Oh, you know what? Listen here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Keep it tuned here to the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. 357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. If you ask me to go to a racetrack with you and drink and party, most of the time I'm working it, so I can't drink it anyway. But welcome back to the show. This is the Fastlane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. Go to hardcorefishandgame.com tonight. Find yourself some custom apparel for the outdoors. If you're an avid fisherman or hunter and you want some new clothing that's going to keep you cool in the summer, maybe warm in the winter, check out hardcorefishinggame.com. When you shop today, use the promo code HFG20 on checkout, and you will save 20%. That is some damn good percent off. Usually when you get a promo code, it's 10% off, which saves you a little bit in tax. But 20% off usually, when you get 20% off, you're basically getting free shipping, and shipping can be 10, 12 bucks sometimes. So if you shop at hardcorefishinggame.com, be sure to use promo code HFG20, and you will get 20% off your entire purchase. Christina, thank you to you. First of all, I want to say thank you to you for the new partner of Hardcore Fishing Game. This is a longtime friend of the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, a longtime friend of yours. They, you know, it's exciting whenever we have companies come to us, Christina, and say, hey, I love what you guys are doing. I want to be a part of it. And that's what Hardcore Fishing Game did. That's what Racer Chase and Apparel did. Amanda came to me and said, hey, you know, you do what I like, and I've got some new clothing. I'd like to advertise with you. And then I had another buddy of mine that has a small business that I'm talking to right now. We're trying to work out a deal, working out some plans here to get him a part of the show as well. He came to me and said, hey, I love what you're doing. You're getting bigger. You're getting a better audience, a bigger audience. I would love to be a part of it. So it's always fun to see that, Christina. It shows that, you know, our hard work for – we've been doing this, you know, it's not like we just started this year. Christina, you've been doing it a little bit longer than me, but, I mean, we've been doing this for, what, 12, 15 years now? So it's something that we've been busting our asses at for a long time, and it's nice to see – companies come to us and want to advertise with us. It shows that, you know, hard work does pay off.
Yeah. So what's crazy is a little insight to me and how it all became about. This came to me, essentially got asked, you know, just to give input and some stuff. I did a blog in college. Okay, guys, I've been graduated high school and out of college for a while. I'm not going to say anymore because I'm old, okay? But, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and it came in college. Slicks and Sticks was literally born while I was in college. I worked extremely hard to get it. I don't know if folks know this or not, but we don't make money doing it. It's not about that. And I've been doing it since probably 2008, just to put it into perspective as to how long it's been. 2008 is about when, you know, it came to where it all started. And what's really cool, we've had our logo on some pretty big, you know, things. One being 2013 Daytona 500. That was cool. You know, even made it to on the actual television. You could see our logo on TV. And then we also were on, you know, on a car for Richmond International Raceway's Toyota Care 400, which was also in 2013. So two back-to-back NASCAR, folks. I'm not talking about, like, trucks or Xfinity or anything like that. We've come a long way. And Chuck, who owns Hardcore Fishing Game, has been there almost from the very beginning. Met him through another friend of mine who is no longer in NASCAR either, but kind of helped us and helped me along the way with a lot of stuff, and it's cool to see him back. Hardcore Fishing Game is amazing. Mind you, I have a hat, and Jim also has a hat. I don't fish, guys. but I do, you know, we go in the boats and everything else, and deep sea fishing is a real big thing down here. But, you know, I got a hat, Jim got a hat. I love my hat. It does wonderful at the beach, on the pier, and you name it. And it's a women's hat. It's like you can put a messy bun in there if you've got really long hair. It's got different holes in the back that work. So it all works out. And, you know, I can't thank all of the sponsors, everybody, enough for just, like, kind of bringing back the love and, you know, coming full circle again. Anyone, you know, it doesn't matter how big or small, you know, your business is, we welcome it, and I love everybody. You know, racing is a huge part of my life. It always has been, and so is, you know, the ice side of things with hockey, but I literally grew up with racing. It is no lie. I spent a lot of time in, you know, late model garage and stuff. So, yeah, no. Love all the sponsors. It's cool to have more and see a lot of our old friends back and, you know, being a part of the life and what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, you nailed it there. I was going to say that, too.
You know, we love having hardcore fishing game. We love having racer chasing apparel. We love having Margazzano Designs, 357 Woodworks.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, we're not out to get the big multi-million dollar. You know, Barbasol is a part of the is a part of our show. And they are probably the biggest company that we deal with. And they send us a box of merchandise every year that we use for giveaways. We just had a giveaway last week. You know, so we've got big companies. We've got little companies. We've got plans that can work for anybody. We're not, like Christina said, we're not out. This isn't our main source of income. We're not out to do that. That's what separates us from any other sports show or radio show or podcast or TV that you watch is, you know, this is a passion of ours. This is something that we love to talk about. We go to the races. We talk to the race car drivers. We do the small town short track thing, not the big national thing, and we have a passion for it. It's not our job. It's our passion. So, you know, I think that's what separates us. I think, you know, we're giving it to you from right here. And this is what we love to do. We sit down. I don't have a team of statisticians and social media and graphic designers that's doing all, you know, while we're doing the show. I don't have someone sitting over here tweeting and Facebooking while we're doing it. You know, it's all Christina and I do my own research. She does hers. We keep track of stuff throughout the week. And then we show up and we put a show together on the weekend. So it's something that we love to do. And I'm glad for having companies come to us and want to advertise with us. With all that being said, enough of all of that before we get all mushy inside and start sharing feelings or something. Let's talk about NASCAR, Christina. We talked about Kyle Larson being the class of the field Sunday for the Coke 600, the longest race on the NASCAR schedule, 400 laps, 600 miles. Kyle Larson won every stage and the race, so big points day for Kyle Larson. He gets his second win of the year for that, and then he goes on to win Monday, but besides that, we've got it's almost like, Christina, there's going to come a point to where silly season just starts at the Daytona 500 because it seems like it gets earlier and earlier every year. We're barely halfway through the regular season. We're not even to the All-Star race yet, and it's like silly season's already started. So let's start with some of these storylines we've got. We'll talk about these and see what your opinions are. The Barbasol Shea phone lines are open. 657-383-1903 is the number to call if you want to weigh in on any of these storylines. Let's start with Brad Keselowski. He's the biggest storyline, I believe, right now of what's going on because his move is essentially going to really affect more than just one team. He's going to be him moving. Is going to affect three or four different teams, so and multiple drivers. So the big news, in case you don't know, is Brad Keselowski. I think this is pretty much all finalized. Yeah, it's not finalized yet. It's not official yet, but this is very, very, very high
pretty
end.
Close.
Yeah, speculatory news. He is going to become part owner of Roush Racing, Roush Fenway Racing, and driving for RFR. If this move happens, and we'll break this down, Christina, if this happens, pretty much this is what we're thinking, okay? Anybody listening right now, this is just what Christina and I are thinking because nothing is set in stone.
Remember, folks, it's all rumors. Nothing is guaranteed. Don't come at me with your hate mail and your hate tweets because I really don't care.
Yeah. really, it is what it is. All we know right now is that Brad Keselowski is 99.9% probably going to Roush Fenway Racing. So, Christina and I have been talking about this move. This is just what we think. Nothing is official in the news. He's going to take over the number six car. That's going to leave Ryan Newman out of a ride. That's going to leave the two car open. Christina, let's break this down piece by piece. So let's start with the six car first. Brad Keselowski takes over the six. Ryan Newman's out. I think we both agree, and we've talked about this. If that is what happens, we both, I think, see Ryan Newman retiring at the end of this year. That'll be it for him. He's been in racing for 20-some years now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's going to retire.
Yeah. So this is I agree. I just think that they're really hush-hush on it. Because as of Charlotte, now mind you, all this is circulating. These drivers are not allowed to talk about a lot of things, which is dumb. You might as well just talk about it. But since they're all under contract, they can't. Newman claims he hasn't been told anything. He's just doing his own thing, and he wants to continue racing. Bro, you're 43 years old, and, I mean, come on now. You almost died in a race. Yes, I know you love what you do, but you're not that good at it, okay, anymore? I'm sorry. And he's a lap down, and he's holding people up. I don't understand it. So, yeah, it's just time. It's time. Please. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, it's time for you to go to the pasture and hang out with Mark Martin, the other driver of the six that didn't win a championship. So it happened. And, you know,
657-383-1903 is the Barbasol Shea phone line to call. Go ahead.
And then Brad Keselowski made the comment that I can't talk about it, but when I can, I'll tell you. Okay, when you say I can't talk about, but when I can, I'll tell you, that isn't guaranteed, okay? I'm sorry.
Right, yeah.
Who does PR for these guys? Because they're really bad at it.
Yeah.
If you didn't want the cat out of the bag, you shouldn't have not left him say that. You should have said decline comment, period.
So that's the first domino. The first domino is Ryan Newman out of the six, Brad K in the six. Again, people, listen, this is just me and Christina, water cooler talk right here in the studio.
Oh, I don't know, because the Fastlane Sports Show had an inside rumor to something else earlier this week, so I don't know.
Anywho, so that's the first domino, is the six car. We think Ryan Newman's going to retire. Ryan Newman right now is 20th in the points. So, yeah, he is not having a stellar career or stellar 2021 right now. He's got one DNF. He's got three top 10s, one top 5 in 15 starts. 15 starts, he's only got three top 10s this year so far. So, Ryan Newman, yeah, we think it's time to retire. So that's the first domino. The second domino that Christine and I have been talking about is now this leaves the two car open. Who's going to take over the two car? Christina is saying that Brad Keselowski has said he will only leave the two car if Penske puts Matty D in that car, Matt DiBenedetto. So if Brad K goes to RFR, does Penske hold his word, or was Brad K telling the truth? Will Matty D take over the number two car? This will put Matt DiBenedetto in probably the best equipment he's ever had since he's been in racing. This would be a huge jump for Matt DiBenedetto. I mean, look at the championships that the two car has. And I'm going to throw this word around. Everybody hates it. Two car, here it is.
It's an iconic car.
It is. It's an iconic car. It's had the same sponsor. It's had the same sponsor for like 600 years now. So, Matty D, will he take over the number two at Penske Racing and join Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano?
See, Oh, man. All right. I'm going to get hate. Okay. You know the Twitter handle. You know the Facebook, whatever. You can say it. I don't care. You can come at me, but I will fight you to the end on this. I personally would put Matt DiBenedetto in the two. He has more experience at the cup level than whom the other, you know, predecessor could be.
Yeah.
I don't even want to mention his name because just I get annoyed. But, no, I don't see why Matt DiBenedetto shouldn't get the two. He has ran significantly better in the Wood Brothers 21 than some of the other drivers that had recently been in that ride. No offense to Ryan Blaney, but if you think about it, Matt DiBenedetto has done a little better, you know, at some of these tracks. Yes, they're still searching for Win 100, and I still think it comes with Matt DiBenedetto later this year.
Yes.
But it is a seemingly clean segue, or, you know, it's a predecessor. He has been groomed for this. And, yes, I know, I can hear it already, people. Well, no, there's somebody else that is more groomed for that. I don't care. He's not more groomed for it.
Are we talking about AC?
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say
about
it. He's
driver
old,
the number
yeah.
22?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. His truck series record was horrible. He was terrible in the truck series. Yes. Yep, I'm going to say it. He's where he's at because of who his dad is. I said it.
Yeah.
I was trying not to say it, but it's the big elephant in the room. If you think about it, who is Tim Cendrick? For folks that don't know who he is the president of Penske Racing. So,
yeah.
Let's be honest. President of, you know, he works at Penske, higher up. Does he have talent? Sure. Is he ready for cup full time? I don't necessarily think so.
Not
with
the
two
car. No, not with the two.
Put him in the 21, which is where they said they were putting him next season, which really put the chopping block to Matt DiBenedetto,
right.
Was to announce that before this season even began. So that's lovely. Way to go. You know, really rub salt into some wounds there, folks. But it is Roger Penske, and he does whatever the hell he wants to do. But no,
right.
I would rather it makes more sense, more seemingly, you know, there's more. The silver lining is Matt DiBenedetto has already worked in this Penske, you know, garage feel and affiliation. The difference is Austin Cedric, yes, he's running a couple cup races, but it's not with the Penske. You know, it's not. Really, if you think about it, it's not. He's not really in that affiliated, like, crunching of what is mainstream for Roger Penske. I believe that it will stay the same. Cedric will be in the 21 and Matt DiBenedetto will be in the 2. And I think that is where the bargaining chips are going to lie in favor with Brad Keselowski and what happens when he exits the 2. Because he will have a say. So, yeah. Come at me, folks.
Yeah.
I'm here all weekend.
yeah, I think we both agree that Matty D will be in the 2 car. If Brad Keselowski has his way,
mm-hmm.
this is going to be a huge bump for Matt DiBenedetto. He's going to be just ecstatic to go from where he's gone to running for the 2 car. And then that will open up the seat for the 21 Wood Brothers car, the iconic 21 that has seen a lot of big name drivers drive for them in
mm-hmm.
the years past. So the 21 car will be open. Again, it's probably going to be Austin Cendrick driving that car so that he can get seat time in the Cup Series. You know, I don't think the Wood Brothers, of course, they're a Cup team. They want wins. They want championships. But I think they're just happy to be out there running every week right now. They've been in this sport since almost the very beginning. I mean, they've been in this sport for 30, 40 years. And, you know,
right.
I think just having a car on the track running every single race and running the way Matt DiBenedetto is running that car right now, they are just ecstatic. So I see Cendric going to that car and running it in 2022. So that is where the Brad Keselowski dominoes fall. With him going to Roush Fenway Racing, it opens up all of these seats and these other teams. It's affecting a lot of a lot more than just one team. Now, we've got that storyline out of the way. Here's another storyline I would like to propose to you, Christina, because I think I've asked you this before, and it's probably going to be driver of the 98 in the Xfinity Series, but you said it too. Do we see Eric Almirola? He's had a bad year. He's had a rough year. There was a few races ago that he got in a bad wreck, and he said that's the hardest hit he's ever taken in NASCAR. He's been in NASCAR 15-plus years. Do we see Almirola retiring after this season and that opening up the 10 car at Stewart Haas Racing? And if it does, who would be in line to take over that car?
I mean, I could see him retiring. I mean, it's been an off year for him. It's just it's not everything he expected it to be, I don't think, and neither has it for Stewart Haas Racing and the 10 team and the organization as a whole. You gotta be shitting me. Oh, sorry. That sucks. Sorry, they just rained out at the World of Outlaws, so there will be no reschedule, and Donnie Schatz won't be able to win at his hometown. And that's terrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that one sucks. That one hurts. That one hurts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think we do kind of see him. I think it's a contract year for him as well anyway, so I think we might see that happening. I don't know if we can say that the guy driving the 98 in the Xfinity Series, though, can take over. I don't know yet. I'm not so sold on that one.
Yeah.
Man, that 98 has seen nothing but bad luck since, Briscoe left.
I mean, there's not
everything.
There's not many other options for Ford down in Xfinity. Yeah.
It doesn't have to come from Xfinity, though.
Well, no.
Don't
I guess
forget that, folks. It really doesn't. It can come from the truck series.
Yeah.
Mind you, there's some talent down there that would like to move up the little ladder. or they just don't field another fourth car, and they focus on a three-car tandem, which may be better, though.
They might be able to
keep
funnel those funds and the crew and everything to focus
mm-hmm.
more on three cars instead of four. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we could see that, or you never know. There's some Fords running around in the truck series doing okay. Todd Gilliland, I don't foresee him jumping up too soon. But, you know, there's another one we could I'm going to say
Miss Haley Deegan.
Yes, that's where I was going. I was going to stir the pot. Yes.
I'll do it. I'll get it started for you.
Yes, the pot is warm. So that's a real far-fetched option, folks. Don't take that one. Don't take that one seriously.
But Christina,
but remember,
though, with her,
yes.
She's got a big sponsor, though. What'd you think I was going to say?
Yeah, the sponsor's already guaranteed.
She's got a big sponsor.
A car.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Christina. She's got big sponsors.
Yeah.
she does.
Oh, man.
She does. She's got a monster. She's got monster sponsors backing her.
What if? Just mind you, what if another driver we're going to talk about they say he's retiring.
Uh-huh.
What if there's an option for that? He could go back to, you know, Ford.
Let me get this straight, Christina.
The other monster.
Are we maybe talking about Kurt Busch and Haley Deegan swapping rides?
I doubt that. I meant him taking over for Eric Amarola.
Boy. I don't know.
Time driver. Not full time. You can run a 4-star part time and be fine.
I think Kurt Busch is going to drive part time for a different up and coming cup team. Kurt Busch is in case you're scratching your head going, how do we get on Kurt Busch? Supposedly the rumors are and he tweeted a preview at the beginning of the season that he's stepping away from full time racing in NASCAR. So he's not completely leaving. He's stepping away full time from NASCAR. And so that's going to leave the number one Chip Ganassi Racing Chevy Camaro open for next year. And, you know, this leads to another question.
There's a lot of Chevy drivers.
Yeah, especially in Xfinity. Is there somebody from Xfinity ready to come up and take over the number one in Cup? You know?
Yeah, there's several guys I could think of that could take over that car. I mean, there's a lot of Chevy drivers right now in the Xfinity series.
Yeah, but are we ready to have another Burton in Cup level?
That's never going to happen. Gag me. You know what? Jeb Burton, I will accept. There you go.
Okay.
And he's a Chevy driver, folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. You've also got Justin Haley. I'm not saying his name because he's not going to Chip Ganassi.
He's already in a cup car, mind you. He already runs part-time.
Justin Haley?
Yeah, for Spire Racing, the 77.
Yeah,
there's
another driver. I'm not going to say his name because he is not going to Chip Ganassi. Myatt Snyder, he's another Chevy driver. There's some drivers that are down here that I just think that they've got certain ties to certain people that they're not going to leave.
No, probably
you
not.
You know? No.
That one especially is not.
No.
There's no way. There's only two options for that one, which people will lose their shit if I say what I really wanted to say, but I won't. I'll leave that for another time. But, you know, what if Michael Annett? I mean, Adam Jr. Motorsports in the one. Yeah, he sits 12th right now in the points. He's had an up and down year. But Michael Annett, could we possibly see Michael Annett finally make a jump?
He raced Cup Series a few years ago.
Come back, please. He's a hockey guy, too.
Mind you,
a lot of folks don't know that, but he is, and he's probably one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in a garage
Here's a question. Well, I'm just throwing this out there.
Oh, boy.
Do we give this guy another chance and put him back in the Cup Series? Not even for Chip Ganassi? He's a Chevy driver. He's sitting third in the points. He's got to win.
No, because he's going to be driving for the same team he drives for now, but in the Cup Series. They have already made known. If you don't know who we're talking about, folks, it's AJ Allmendinger. And where he's at now, I forget the team's name.
Colleague Racing. Yeah.
They're actually looking to make a jump and go into Cup. Only if they can get, you know, one of those charter things. So we'll have to see, but there's potential that him and Colleague stay together and they run in the Cup Series together. I think he likes that, you know, where he's at in life, you know, and loves racing for Matt Colleague. I don't know. Of all the Colleague drivers, that one I don't foresee leaving unless it's with Colleague to go Cup racing. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, there's NASCAR still season. has just begun. Anywho.
Guys, I'm just teasing because it's not going to happen. Grandpa is not going to let him run anything other than Toyota and his own faction. So don't worry,
yeah.
Guys, that won't happen.
Yeah.
We better look to see Haley Deegan in that car, actually, if that's the case.
I can't wait to see Haley Deegan in Cup. So NASCAR silly season has just begun. We will we'll try and keep up on it as much as possible.
Well, we need to talk about the other rumor.
What's the other rumor? What am I missing? We still got the penalty box, and we got updates for NASCAR Challenge League.
I'm talking about that rumor that I saw on Facebook.
Oh, that one. I was just getting ready to say, people, don't believe everything you read on the internet. Just because it's on Facebook doesn't mean it's true. So I'll tell you what, though. Christina, I don't know who wrote
that. I
don't know who wrote that, but they should have a career in writing because that was some damn good journalism.
It was better than a lot of it that I've seen recently. So, oh man.
I put Christina's talking about my post on Facebook. It wasn't. I wrote that. People, I had a guy at work that night ask me. He's like, "Hey, who's going to be the other part-time driver then of that?"
No,
yes.
You're not.
I said,
"Oh my god, who was?"
I said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Are you serious right now?"
God.
He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Dude, I wrote that." He's like, "You did?"
Oh,
I said, "Yeah." He goes, "That was pretty believable." And
it was believable to the point that like 9+ people liked it. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I love it. You know who it was? It's the guy who's sitting 6th right now in the Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR Pick'em Challenge League. I love Ty.
Lord.
He's a good kid though. He's a big dirt racer. You'd like him, Christina. He is. He's always asking me about these little dirt racing teams, and I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about, bro. He is big into dirt racing, so God love him. He did, too. He's like, "Hey, who do you think? So Kurt Busch going to race part-time. Who's going to be the other part?"
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
Dude, no, stop it. No, that post on Facebook is fake. I wrote that. I sent that to Christina.
No.
She laughed her ass off.
It's not necessarily fake. Okay, it's not necessarily fake.
But that post
is. It's not 100% factual, but
it's
not 100% fake. Did you take the post down?
No, I'm leaving it up.
Good, because I enjoy it. It gives me pleasure to see that many people liked it.
I'll tag you in it then. That way you can see all the people that keep liking it.
Yes.
That leads us into this, which is the knuckleheads of sports. So let's go ahead. Let's get the sounder playing. That way Christina can tell us who is going into the penalty box this weekend. Here we go. He's an idiot. All right, for those first-time listeners, or maybe you forgot, that sound means it is time for the penalty box. Every week, Christina, getting tongue-tied there. Every week, Christina picks a knucklehead in the sports world, throws him in the penalty box. Sometimes she fills it up so full that it breaks at the seams. We've got a full-time on 24-hour notice handyman now. He is available at all times so that when Christina packs the penalty box full, he can go in there and fix it. We are looking for anybody who wants to sponsor the penalty box. We need desperately to make it bigger for Christina because she forgets that there is a seating capacity in this thing. So if you'd like to sponsor the Penalty Box, help us fan and make it bigger, that would be great. Christina, who's going into the Penalty Box this weekend?
I only got one person this weekend, and it's, you know, raised out for so this only happens once in a blue moon that there's only one person. I almost thought about making it two when, you know, the fact that Ty fully clung on to that. My
hook,
gosh,
line,
you're finger. Lucky this week. Okay. He's lucky this week because we have one guy that did it above the rest. And it, we're going to go to the NHL. I know we don't talk about it on this show, and I do talk about it on Twitter. I do have other shows where I talk about hockey quite a lot. So we're going to – right now we're in the NHL playoffs. We're in round two of the NHL playoffs. We have an all-Canada, you know, all-Canadian series again going on because, you know, the way they did blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Because of COVID, this is how it is, and it's kind of weird and really weird with very little fans in the stands. Only Canada has very little fans. The United States, it looks like, oh, we're close to full capacity. So during game one of the Montreal Canadiens and Winnipeg Jets game, which actually was what I was making noise to earlier because they're in game two right now, you know, Mark Scheifele, I don't know what the hell he was thinking. He says that he, you know, was no malice intended and blah, blah, blah. Decided to basically charge, you know, Jake Evans in game one of the second round series. He literally hit him so hard with force his neck. It looked like his neck went. He had major whiplash, Evans did. He was motionless on the ice for quite a bit and received a 4-game suspension. Now, he says that the suspension is excessive, and but yet they're not appealing the suspension. So it goes to show you that, no, you're just an asshole and an idiot and decided that, you know, I wanted to just be a dick at the time being. So, yep, for that, you can sit in the penalty box. And I hope the Jets lose. Because of it. I you know, he looked very – I'm shocked that Jake Evans is actually okay for the most part. He's not going to play the rest of this series more, you know, more than likely. He is out indefinitely right now. But, you know, if you want, folks, go look, rewind and watch it. It was kind of crazy and weird. It was very intense how it happened. And it was literally at 19 minutes and 3 seconds into the third period, which, folks in Hockey Talk, they only had about 57 seconds left in the game when he acted like a fool. Just a thought. And the only thing I can say that came good out of that, if I want to, you know, commend somebody for something, the one Jets player, there was a scrum. You know, obviously the Canadians went to, you know, the aid of Jake Evans and tried to, you know, knock the shit out of everyone. But there was one player, I can't remember his name now, for the Jets that tried to, it literally pushed everybody, you know, back and away from Evans so nobody could actually fall on his motionless body. And that came from the opposing team. So one Jets player did something stupid, the other one is there kind of trying to save a guy from further injury. So that was nice to see. But for that, Mark Scheifele can sit in the box and sit there until he, you know, his 4-game suspension's over.
All right. Well, there you have it. NHL Mark Scheifele in the penalty box tonight, this weekend. So if you have an idea of who you want in the penalty box, don't forget to submit your nominations throughout the week. And let
us know.
I'm not
going to lie, Craig had some good ones.
Craig did have some good ones. Quick update, Lernerville, there is 5 laps to go in the sprint feature. Ryan Smith in the number 6 R is leading number 2 AJ Flick by 0.7 seconds right now. 5 laps to go, 4 laps soon as Ryan gets by the start-finish line. Yellow is out. Okay, so there's five laps to go. We're under caution. Ryan Smith in the number 6R is leading AJ Flick in the number 2 car by, well, it was 0.7 seconds. And then Josh Bookman in the number 17 is third right now. 30-lap feature, five to go, under caution right now. All right, so that does our penalty box. Big update, big announcement right now, Christina. We are going to be at on the road, packing up and leaving by about 10:30-ish tomorrow morning, Saturday, June 5th. We are heading.
You're going to go see my favorite driver race, correct?
We are going to Jennerstown tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, we are heading to Jennerstown. It will be our first trip to Jennerstown this year. Where did you think we were going to go?
There is another race in Ohio this weekend.
Oh, you thought we were going to Mid-Ohio? No.
Yes.
Not this year.
Jennerstown is fun.
Yeah,
fine.
We will.
That's fine. That's acceptable.
We will be on the road and on our way to Jennerstown tomorrow morning. So keep up with us on social media. We'll keep you guys updated where we're at, how it's going. We're going to do some Facebook Lives. We're going to do some Twitter Lives. We're going to be on the Slicks and Snicks Radio Network Live again like we were at Midvale. This time, though, I will have the computer set up because they have Wi-Fi at Jennerstown. So I can hook my computer up to that and use it there. So, but Christina, she will, as long as she's not busy, on the beach or whatever, she will be joining me live on air as well. But we will be coming to you live tomorrow from Jennerstown Speedway. So look for that. That's going to be fun. I can't wait to head there and check out some great asphalt racing from Jennerstown. That'll be fun for me for sure. So I think that's it. Be sure to head out to Wayne County.
We do have a live update, though.
We have a live update.
Well,
go ahead.
It's NASCAR related. So I just saw on Bristol Motor Speedway's Instagram account, they will be opening grandstand capacity for Bass Pro Shops NRA night race upcoming.
Yes.
So there you go, folks. Woohoo! Let's go.
Get back
in those stands. I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going to be there.
Hell
though.
Yeah.
That's a little too far away from me. But, yeah. No, exciting.
It's on the bucket list.
Great racing. That for sure.
Yeah, I did see that earlier. Before we get off the air, real quick update. If you're listening and you're in our league, the Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR Pick'em Challenge League, the points update after the Coke 600, we got Matty Ice in the lead at 595 points. Craig is second behind him, minus 36 points. Christina jumps over Jeremy to take over third right now. She's 77 back. Jeremy in fourth, 81 back. And Debbie's top five. She was down close to the basement there a couple weeks ago.
Hey,
but
Debbie
a couple
knows
wins,
how to make those picks, okay?
Yes, she does. Two
it.
Wins in a row. Two wins in a row now.
Well,
Debbie is into the top five, 115 back.
Yeah. When you take Kyle Larson, that happens.
Yeah, it does.
No, it really does. So we'll see. But Sonoma, do we have anybody have picks in?
No, nobody's got picks in yet.
What?
Yeah, are you wanting to make? Oh, you know what? No, you text me your pick.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry to the fans that actually like hearing my pick live on air. It can't happen anymore.
No.
I have people that try to steal my picks. Try to cheat their way to the top. I mean, you know, they all do it. Jeremy, Matty Ice. I mean, I can't. Craig, no. Craig doesn't. You know. So far,
it's
Craig's
funny.
About the only smart one.
It's funny is Matty Ice, Debbie, and Ty, both, all three of them, 2 weeks in a row,
mm-hmm.
picked the winning driver. And got wins. This gives Ty
match cheating.
He, he Ty picked Kyle Larson for Sunday's race, and that's his third win of the year now. So he's up to 15 bonus points for when the playoffs start. So listen.
He might have them taken away if he starts believing everything he reads on the internet.
Ty, you better shape up. You're going to lose your bonus points. No, if the playoffs started tomorrow, though, or this weekend, he would be first. He'd be in the lead with 115 points to start the playoffs. So we gotta step up our game. Matt, Tasha, Craig, you guys still looking for their first win on the year. But so that's how the points look for now. Sonoma is this weekend. We got another road course race. Sonoma, Sunday. I will put out a post on Facebook letting everybody know and letting everybody know when the green flag is. Probably only going to, with as busy as I'm going to be, I'm just throwing this out there now, you're only going to get the one post. I'm not going to post updates because it's going to be a long, hectic weekend for me. So you'll get your one post, and then it's up to you guys to get me your picks. So get them in.
And mind you, folks, if you are you want a little bit of a heads up as to what's going on, there's no practice, there's no qualifying. We've gone back to none of that. We're going to the West Coast, so obviously we can't have fun. But Hendrick right. Motorsports, all four guys are in the top 10. We'll start in the top 10. So there's a whole bunch of Chevys in the top 10 with legitimately two Toyotas and two Fords. That's your top 10 lineup,
yeah.
Starting lineup. That's a lot. Oof, a lot of Chevys out there.
Yeah, this is probably my least favorite. I'm not a big Sonoma fan. I love road course racing, but I'm not a big Sonoma fan. I hope they run the old course, though. I do like that version of it. But Watkins Glen is probably my all-time favorite road course race that we run. But, yep, Sonoma this weekend, Christina. So we'll be heading to Jennerstown. NASCAR is heading to California. Hopefully both places are sunny and warm. And Christina's heading to the beach. So be sure to tune in tomorrow while we come to you live from Jennerstown Speedway. I'll be at the track. Christina will be got her ass in the sand, sipping on an umbrella drink while I'm working. So that's how it is when you're the boss. You know, that's what you get for being the boss. So
especially when I did it for the first 15 years. So now it's your turn to do it for the next 15 years.
All right. Well, Christina, we're about to come off the live. So have a great weekend. Tell Jim we said hi. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. Peace out, y'all.